Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
File attack point. Mavericks inbound.
It's Pod Maverick. A Maverick. Hosted by Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe.
Holy crap, welcome to Pod Maverick. This is Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe joining you guys for what is not, we have After Dark off-season edition. What's wrong with me? How are we doing, everybody? You know what, we're just going to take off the overlay. This is Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe, Pod Maverick After Dark. You guys just heard our brand new intro music, courtesy of our new friends at Odyssey. And shout out to Mavs Moneyball's Matt for helping make that fun video there at the start too. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good. I don't know why I shouldn't have expected anything other than Western Cowboy. We all ride our horses to work and kill our own cows for dinner. Like, that's what we do in Texas, right?
I mean, peel behind the curtain a little bit. So Josh started this podcast, the whatever you called it. What was the original show name?
The Mavs Moneyball podcast.
Just real top-notch SEO branding. Yes. You know what works. Back in like 2019, we're talking 6 full years ago, we got bullied by our then editor's husband, who also worked at Vox and was like, you need to do something. He was correct. Josh found Rights Free Music 6 years ago. Yep. So when we transferred, we've now gone from one. We're on our third podcast network, in short. But just checking through the legalese, at some point, the rights-free music that Josh found had reverted to being a rights situation. And like, we were inadvertently using somebody's music. Everything's fine. We just didn't want to get in any trouble. So we had to change our music. And that's that. We might change the video, but we don't know, because we're both an audio and a visual format. But Josh, it's been a full week and a day since we've talked. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little tired, but you know, hanging in there. I'm not gonna do. I honestly forgot, and I don't want to get up now, but I will turn my lights back on. The season's over, so I think I can start again, and if they start the season losing like 3 in a row next season, then I'll turn the lights
back on. Until some news happens, like we have a couple of Mavs things to talk about, but like we're sitting here and we're in this kind of lull. So the lottery happens on my birthday, May 12th, my Dirk Nowitzki year, and I am fully convinced they're going to get the number one pick. I've not actually voiced that in any way, shape, or form until right now, because the Mavericks getting the number one pick would be the single funniest outcome.
Yes,
of any, just because of the range of outcomes from the Mavericks getting the number one pick is horrifying. It would be perfect for our podcast and for my life. But we have roughly 12 days until that happens. So Josh and I are in a little bit of a lull zone here. And you know what I wanted to do, because I've been paying attention to the playoffs and I have some playoff thoughts. I'm not sure if Josh has playoff thoughts. You know, there's been there's 16 teams in the playoffs, which means 8 series. And I just wanted to kind of go through each one real quick and issue my thoughts. The first one that I wanted to talk about is the now finished Thunder Grizzly series. The Oklahoma City Thunder swept the Grizzlies 4-0. And the main thing I want to say with regard to that series is I am glad we did not have to be on the shit end of that ass whooping that the Grizzlies got over 4 straight games.
Like, yeah, that wouldn't have been pretty.
I mean, there was a one Ja Morant layup attempt where he went up for a reverse and actually hit the side of the backboard on the reverse. And then he got hurt, and it was painful. And I think a healthier Mavericks team, i.e. had Kyrie Irving played and Anthony Davis not look like warmed over butt, might have been a fun 1-8 series. But the Mavericks that we saw towards the end of the year, just not it.
Right. I mean, yeah, when you get – they got blown out in the play-in, so there's no point in crying over spilled milk, you know? Like, they had their mm-hmm. chance. Mm-hmm. They didn't get robbed, you know?
And that was pretty something. Did you see what the Cavaliers did to the Heat to close out the series?
I did see that. I mean, can we look, they're never going to get rid of the play-in.
No.
I get it. Can we get rid of the Eastern Conference play-in? At least that, for like, come on, man. Like, both the 7-8 series were dog water. Just like, I can't.
The Heat are a JV basketball team. And they got the numbers that the Cavaliers put up in that game. It was the most efficient first round series in terms of like point differential, all the major metrics, than anything we've ever seen in history. Yeah. They got beat by 122 points over 4 games.
That's hard to do.
That's hard to do, even for bad teams. Okay. That was just my main thought there. The Pacers Bucks series was a little more spicy, and we're gonna see some Maverick adjacent thoughts come out of it. The Pacers beat the Bucks 4-1. The final game, the Bucks surrendered a 7-point lead in under 35 seconds. And there was some crazy stat that Tim McMahon posted. I think it was Tim McMahon. It was like the first time since 1997 when they started tracking this stuff that a team had done something like that in the playoffs.
Good Lord. What is it with Pacers? Remember the Mavericks Pacers game ended almost very similarly. I think
that's like exactly why I brought it up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what's going on? And then there was like the near fight after the game with Ben Mathurin, who gives me very much like, you're going to be one of the few people to appreciate this. He gives me like Road Dog 1998 vibes of like just pretty good player, but not good enough to be the high level shit talker that he is. And for anybody that's younger, Road Dog.
You just perfectly described Road Dog as a wrestler.
One half of a unbelievably electric tag team. The D-Generation X, the badass Billy Gunn. And Road Dog, anyway. And so then after the game, like, there was Tyrese Halliburton's dad yelling at Giannis Antetokounmpo in one of the most, like, AAU-ass things I've actually seen on an NBA court.
It really was.
Like, my buddy Matt Moore was defending Halliburton, and I'm like, Halliburton went to the post game wearing sunglasses like he was Apollo Creed in Rocky II. Take the fucking sunglasses off and look at the camera. If you and your daddy are going to talk big shit, get up there and put it up, because what's going to happen next is I think the Cavs are going to absolutely detonate on the Pacers. That's what I think.
They might. I thought I like the Pacers. Not like
shit talking
like great. Them. I like their roster. I've been envious of their roster for like 5 years. Like their combination of youth, and then I've always loved Siakam. Remember, I remember mm-hmm. when we talked about the Mavericks trying to trade for Siakam. I was always pushing every lever, you know, because I think he's an awesome player. Miles Turner is my guy, literally my guy. My own high
That's
school.
That's right.
Yeah. Still think about what would have happened if I was born like 5 years later and what those practices would have looked like. He would have thrown me in the trash can every day for 3 years. It would have been hilarious. Like seriously, like not even like serious, like a boy, like boys among like men among boys kind of, kind of thing would have gone on there. I just like their roster. They got like a really cool combination of youth and veterans, and they're a little chaotic, and then I like how they play. Like their style is fun. So I don't know if they're good. But they're fun.
They're fun. You're right. And the next round series between the Cavs and the Pacers is going to be that kind of fun. Sticking in the Eastern Conference, I have a secret. I've developed a secret love for the Pistons since they like horse whipped the Mavericks. No, the Mavericks lost to them in that game. Isn't that right?
No, I know. I know, but I'm saying, do you like him because of your Ron Hollins, your boy, right?
Well, he's, you know, look, like Ron Hollins is the kind of guy that I expect to start an international incident one day. He's just absolutely Looney Tunes. For anybody that doesn't know or doesn't remember, he was part of a, I want to say it was the 2022 UIL state championship Duncanville team where Anthony Black also played. And Ron Hollins just nuts. He plays hard all the time, love him to pieces. But they're playing the Knicks, and the Knicks are a team that is like just the perfect East Coast bias team, where they have a superstar in Jalen Brunson, who I love, and I mean this like thoroughly. I am so like, you know how you say I'm happy we don't, you occasionally joke, and it's not really a joke, that we don't have to engage in the Luka discourse anymore about his defense, his offense, yada, yada, yada. Just the general stuff that come with Luka. Mm-hmm. I am really glad we don't have to talk about Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson plays a super frustrating version of all of the worst things about Luka, in my opinion. He just like iso ball, dribble, 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 pump fake, grift, 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 score. What do you think? Am I out of bounds there?
No, I don't. No, you're not. I mean, it's definitely like, yeah, he's the epitome of like the falling over. Like just that's the offense that he has. He dribbles and he falls, and like all these guys love to fall down. Doesn't matter how hard they get hit, doesn't matter where they get touched, they just love to fall down, and it kind of sucks to watch sometimes. But he's also, I mean, he's really good, and he's like, I don't envy that part of his game and talking about it, but I envy, like, he definitely has a toughness about him that I admire, like his ability to fight through injuries.
Yes.
Which he shares with Luka, who did that.
You're right.
A lot. Like I like that part of him. And it's like, I like his personality, obviously. I mean, you know, we watched him for a while.
You're right.
But no, I know what you mean. I mean,
it's a great series. I hope it goes seven. They're currently, the Knicks are winning because the refs screwed former Maverick Tim Hardaway Jr. out of a 3-point attempt to win the game where he got fouled on the final shot. And the secret thing that I'm okay saying on a Mavericks podcast, but I probably would never tweet out loud, I don't think Tim Hardaway would have made the free throws.
How much were they down? Were they down by three or two?
They're down by one.
Oh, he would have made one at least.
Oh, am I wrong? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just like, look, I watched
him to make one.
Tim Hardaway free throws in clutch time, he sank like a brick. Like his free, it was bad. He lost a number of games in the early Luka years because he couldn't hit free throws. But that's just me being an asshole. Staying in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics beat the Mavericks the Magic 4-1. The Magic are just,
I don't want to see the Magic on my television
ever again.
No, like, nope. No. Tired of it.
They need it. No. They need it. Like, who's their best player? Paolo Banchero is Julius Randle East, and we're gonna talk about Randle in a second, but I can't with him. I don't like him.
I like Anthony. I like our guy Anthony Black.
Yes, I like Jalen Suggs, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I like their guys individually, but that team, just can we stop trying to do the no shooters? Everyone's 6'8". Like you tried it for like they've tried it for like 5 years. Get some damn guards that know how to shoot on that team, for the love of God. Don't put them on national TV ever again until they get a guard that can hit like 37% of his pull-up threes.
Right. You know, that's like somebody like 30 bajillion year old Fred Van Vliet. Like that's like their answer. We're going to talk about the Rockets shortly, but that's just where my brain is. It's so messy. Speaking of that, let's just like pivot all the way over to Rockets Warriors. The Rockets destroyed the Warriors earlier tonight to make that a 3-2 series with the Warriors up 3. The Rockets are a riot. They're just a riot. Have you seen any of this series?
Yeah, they're hilarious. I mean,
they're going to have personality of their coach off season. They're going to have to make a trade because Jalen Green is not him.
Yeah, they got too many guys. I mean, they literally have too many. They're going to run into the Oklahoma City problem where they have so many first round picks on the roster that have already been picked, and they have more to pick. Like they're literally going to run out of room. Like they can't keep all of the, because they've got so many picks coming to them from trading James Harden. They can't keep all the, like they're going to, whether they want to or not, they're going to have to make a trade because they can't roster all these draft picks that are coming to them because they already don't play Cam Whitmore and Reed Sheppard, who would probably be like what, the fifth, the sixth and seventh best players on Orlando. I mean, they'd be like the third or fourth best players on Miami, are two playoff teams.
How good would they be on the Mavericks?
They would be. Cam Whitmore would start, I think. Right?
Cam Whitmore played. Reed Sheppard would
start too.
Reed Sheppard played 7 minutes, but this
and they're good. Like it's nothing against them. Like those guys are super talented. Although I know Whitmore's got some. I don't think he meshes.
Did
well.
Did you see Amen Thompson's stat line? I have to read you Amen Thompson's stat line if you didn't see it tonight. Just to get right your reaction now? Live on air. Okay. Yeah. 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, 3 blocks.
God damn.
Like, that's not a thing.
Almost a 5x5.
Almost a 5x5 in a do or die playoff game.
In his first, what, as a 20?
Holy
what is,
shit.
How old is he? 20 years old? 21?
Him and his brother, who Asar Thompson, 22. Who's also on the Pistons. Quite the performance.
I love Amen. We're big Amen guys.
Well, he's awesome. The Rockets may have to trade Giannis. The Rockets should be a contender to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo, and they should demand Amen Thompson is what they should do.
I don't know if Houston does it.
If you're right. That's the kind of that's why it's so much fun to think about and be envious of in a specific way.
It's funny. I used to look at all these rosters like if the Mavericks weren't playing in the playoffs, and I would always be like. Mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore, but I used to be like, oh, that guy would be awesome with Luka, or that guy would be awesome.
Amen Thompson would be.
Amen. Could you imagine?
I wished like there's, you know,
that's about a perfect running mate as you can have.
Mm-hmm. And there's questions about his shooting, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You live with it. All right. So there's two more series I want to discuss, obviously, because there are only two left. The Lakers are currently losing to the Timberwolves 31-34, but they got off to a truly horrid start. And this is game 5. They scored, they scored 22 points in the first quarter of this game. Actually, it's 36-34. I clicked into the series now. But at one point, they had 9 points with 4 minutes left in the quarter.
I think it was like 21-9.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the Lakers are going to win this one. Like, it's like Luka. Luka has one of two ways that he plays a game. He either starts awesome or he finishes awesome. Those are the two. Like, you get those two things. And he's currently 0-4, and the Lakers are down 2. So, good fucking luck, Minnesota. Good luck.
And I don't think the NBA, not to put on tinfoil hat, but I don't think the NBA wants the series to end in 5 games.
No, but I mean, Anthony, it's so funny because it's, you know, you and I briefly touched on how we're happy we don't have to have the regular Luka discourse. Yep. Anthony Edwards, one of the things that got forgotten about the Western Conference playoffs is that Anthony Edwards was exhausted, like utterly exhausted in that series.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyrie ran him off the floor, kind of.
That's right.
Not off the floor, but just...
No, he had an oxygen mask. Like, we never saw it, but it got reported he needed an oxygen mask. And either way, the roles are reversed. And one of the things that I don't want to get too deep into this, but, like, not to, like, outright defend Luka Doncic in every way, shape, or form, but, like, Luka hasn't had his legs under him a single time this season. And if the path forward for Luka is to have his legs, which I think... is a fair thing to push if you're a Lakers person or a Luka stan, he has to be in better shape, but that's not happening in season. And lots of people are really being assholes about this because they're being obtuse. I'm sorry, you don't have a chance to train cardio because you're constantly in recovery mode. Cardio, you and I are big men. Luca's a big man. Building up your cardio is something that takes months to years.
And hard to do when you've had two calf strains.
In that's right.
Season, so.
That's right. Does he need to drink less beer? Yes. He also just needs time don't to be all? Better. Okay. I mean, look, like I ran up, like it's not the same, but like I was really training for that mile run for a real long time. You remember that? I was like, yeah. It was like the thing that I did. And once I hit my goal and I stopped training for a month, and then I tried it again and was like,
oh, you lose it fast. Yeah.
How the fuck? I was baffled. I was like, how did I lose it this fast? And it's like, oh yeah, this is what it's like once you get older. Man, we're already 20 minutes into the show. Last thoughts. The Nuggets, this Nuggets Clippers series is insane. Have you watched any of this at all?
This is the series I think I've watched the most.
Yep. Me too.
It's really good. Partly because I know people are going to be like Mavs fans are going to be mad, but I've kind of grown fond of this Clippers team.
Yeah.
Like just like they're really good. And it's like Harden is still kind of Harden, but like he's been really good. Now he no showed the last game. So it's kind of funny. He's actually no showed like the last two games. And it's kind of like he's blowing up my take. Cause I said in our Slack, I said, I think the Clipper like before the playoffs started. And then especially so after game one, I think I said like the Clippers are going to go to the finals because like Kawhi was looking like San Antonio, Toronto, Kawhi, Harden's looking like Houston Harden. And like their team is just like Norm Powell's good. Zubats is good. They've got the right mix of like talented role players. Like I really like how their team's put together. And I think Ty Lue's the most underrated coach in the league. I think every LeBron coach gets kind of thrown under the bus a little bit because you just give so much of the
that's right
credit to LeBron, which is fair. Like the players deserve most of the credit here, especially someone like LeBron. But like Ty Lue's a really good coach. Now they're kind of they're one loss away from not making it out of the first round, but they're still like really good. I think they just got the worst draw, you know, for them compared to like you know like. If they could have played the Lakers or if they could have played even this Rockets team, I think they'd be the Rockets, or if they could have played even the Timberwolves, I think they'd be doing better.
Well, it's genuinely fascinating to me. So the Nuggets won game one in overtime. The Clippers won game two, but they took control in game two and then dominated the Nuggets in game three.
Yeah.
And so as I'm watching the series, watching the Nuggets go down 2-1, one of the things I was really interested in, and then game three was like a game where Kawhi was just unstoppable, was can we ever be in a position in the basketball nerddom to discuss how incredible the 2020 and 2021 series were between the Mavericks and the Clippers, because a lot of people shit on the Mavericks for those series for losing because they were up 2-0 and then Carlisle killed them with a timeout, ruined the momentum in game three. Kawhi just went nuts in game six and probably the single best basketball game I think I'll ever see for a non-Maverick. And then the Clippers fell apart because of injuries. And I wasn't like looking forward to this, but I was sort of hoping to like jog, you know, look at how good this Clippers team and Kawhi Leonard actually are. And then of course the Clippers lost the next two and are on the verge of elimination. And they play tomorrow on TNT 9 PM. It's going to be probably the game that I watch. And I don't know. I don't want either team to win. I'm not like I want all these teams to fall into the ocean, but I was forward to something. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, for sure. And then like the Nuggets are good, Jokic is good, so that nothing really needs to be said there. But then I keep thinking about the Clippers because they should have been awful this year. Like the fact that they're the fifth seed and they won 50 games is kind of insane considering their offseason.
Yeah.
And judging by like, you know, they seem in a year where it seems like not a lot of NBA organizations have their shit together, to put it lightly, the Mavericks, I mean, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, I mean, some other teams have already fired GMs and coaches, of course. Like, the Clippers, just like, Lou is as solid as it comes as a coach. Their front office doesn't seem to be total jackasses. They have an owner that's like the ideal, like, this is what you want out of an owner who, like, gives a shit, will spend a lot of money, but also, like, lets the smart basketball people do the basketball things, and he focuses his attention on, like, what the rich, doing the rich people things are, like building facilities and amenities and all that stuff. So it's like, it feels kind of like they're like the ideal NBA organization to follow, which of course you can't, unless, like, because it starts top down. Like, if you don't have the owner, none of it matters, and you can't fire the owner. So I mean, teams can try to emulate it, but if you don't have that, like, it doesn't really matter. But I've been thinking about that a lot, as a lot of these NBA teams, there's a lot of fuckery going around the last 5 months.
Well, speaking of fuckery, now's my attempt to insert ads into the audio-only version of our stream. Thank you for the people who have let me know that they're still not populating. Shout out to my homies at Odyssey who are telling me that's normal and making me paranoid. Ads are really the way Josh and I get paid. So if they're in the audio stream, if you guys could listen to those, that'd be great. We'll be right back to talk actual Mavs stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Okay, thank you so much. If there were ads, somebody let me know. If not, you know. All right, guys, we're 25 minutes in. We didn't mean to talk that much, but Josh and I never mean to talk that much, and we always do. That just is indicative of the fact that we actually like talking to each other. It's Wednesday night as we're recording. For those of you who are unfamiliar, I'm going to try to regularly do a Friday afternoon show, a live show where you can call in just like Josh is doing. I'll post the link. It's real easy to join. Call it Mavs Happy Hour. It's going to be 3 p.m. on Fridays here on YouTube. Anybody listening on who aren't really, you know, familiar with this, who never join our post game stuff, always listen. It's a really easy way to just come talk basketball. I was really surprised with the response that I got, given like an hour's heads up. We had some great call-ins. I really actually enjoyed the conversation. I had a whole list of stuff that I would talk to myself about if nobody called in, but then we had five or six people, got like an hour worth of Mavs chat. It was great. We're kind of in a weird zone right now, but we'll, you know, ramp stuff back up. If you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. I like the comments that we received. I got somebody commenting on our Tim McMahon post from several weeks ago. That made me laugh. It was like, why didn't you talk about the trade in your book? I responded to her and was like, well, because the book was already went to print. Anyway, let's see here. The Mavs stuff. We have two things on our agenda that were really kind of boring. And, you know, I wanted to point out the ridiculousness of the fact that this was the first week since the Luka Doncic trade where we haven't had something insane disclosed. It's been a long time.
Yep.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. It helps that there's no games. So local media is done. They have no reason to write about the team anymore.
Did you see Mike Curtis's Dallas Morning News article?
Yeah, about Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. But I meant like it's new, good. Like there's no reason to like poke around right now. And then all the national guys are like McMahon's two of his team, Wolves and Rockets
fall under his beat. Yeah.
So like he's got plenty and Memphis falls under his beat. I guess OKC maybe does too. I can't remember what was. I don't even know if he still has that responsibility anymore.
Right.
But I think he's just ESPN now. I remember that's what he used to do, is had some Western Conference teams under his belt that he would cover specifically. But yeah, they're all busy doing that. So I feel like no one's really putting the microscope on them too hard right now, because there's no news. And thankfully, Nico has just crawled back into whatever hole he is hiding in, I guess. I still feel like, I don't know if this is true, but like he can't be going out in public, because I feel like we would have known. Like
that's a good point. People take pictures, and there's all sorts of rude people that do that sort of stuff to public officials.
So.
I do want to just try to think how to phrase this nicely. I thought that my current Morning News piece on Anthony Davis was excellent. I will contend with the title and the way it was framed, where he basically was like, Anthony Davis is built for this. And like, you can,
he quite literally isn't.
He's quite literally built for being on bad teams, is like that's not what Mike intended, but that's the, like, Anthony Davis is not at number one options. So let's quit making fetch happen. Let's start with the weird Mavericks news first, 'cause this one cracked me up. Shout out to the Mavs Reddit sub forum for this, because I would not have seen this for days if not for that whole thing. There was a Variety piece on the Adelsons, Miriam Adelson in particular. We don't talk about her a lot because we choose not to, because we don't want to talk about her. That essentially said, since the start of, like, since the inauguration, really kind of goes back a little further. Late 2023, 2024, early 2025, Miriam Adelson and Sands Corp, which is the parent company that owns the Mavericks, has taken an absolute shit kicking in every possible advent of their business. Like, it was brutal. It was a brutal read. Like, there was an offhanded comment about how the Mavericks traded Luka, and then proceeded to go on and list how they've lost every legislative battle that they had hoped to win.
Yes.
I don't want to overread into it, but I think it's worth mentioning. And that's why
we bring it up. It is kind of funny that in the article they talked about what they spent $400 million to try to get that Long Island casino built. And on one hand, like, wow, they did that and it didn't work. And then on the other hand, these people are so rich. They literally, like, I don't even know. I don't know. I can't decide if they even know, like, does that bother them? Like,
One of the things that I found fascinating,
notice it?
For me as a person that enjoys reading business stuff, 'cause I'm a sicko. The Miriam Adelson slipped out of the Forbes top 50, but she's still worth $30 billion. And they've just sunk all this money into stuff. And like, I kept, and how I want to make this Mavs adjacent is, people kept asking me, Do you think the Mavericks, or do you think the Adelsons are going to continue to own the Mavericks? I don't know. Someone pointed out to me that they could sell the, they could sell and then harvest their losses for several years, which is a thing you can do within the tax code. I don't know if that would be of interest to them. I mean, this has been a disaster for, like, the Mavericks ownership tenure has been a disaster because Nico Harrison is one of the dumbest fucking people on the planet. Like, to me, whether or not that's fair, I don't care. They nuked the Mavs' valuation by trading away the most valuable asset. You know, we're dabbling on touching into some things, Mavs Moneyball, because look, we're a fan website, but they've hurt the business, and there's just like, there's just no way around that. You know, like Kevin Gray, shout out Kevin Gray in the chat. He said that there's fire Nico thing, a chance happening at the WWE event that was here in Dallas. Like what?
Yeah. Like, say what you will about the actual basketball part of the trade. Even if you're one of those people that think Nico was right, or you didn't like Luka, like you cannot, like the business part is black and white, cut and dry. There's no gray area. Like, they, even if Anthony Davis is as awesome as Nico says he's going to be, and this team is going to reach whatever highs he thinks they're going to reach, like, the business has been impacted right now. And there's no changing it for, I mean, I don't even know. Like, even if they were better next season, like, I don't know. I'm going to be really curious to see what the arenas look like next season. I can't figure out if there's just, because it's so hard, like there's just kind of like an inertia that develops with this team, with stuff like this, like,
yeah,
but we've heard enough story. Like, it's one of those things where I'm kind of rambling, but it's like, how much do you want to trust like all these individual anecdotes? Because it's like, okay, we're hearing all of this, but like, there are still, like, DFW is a very big area, and the American Airlines Center is 19,000 capacity. Like, even if 5 million Mavericks fans swear they're never going to watch a Mavericks game or spend another cent on the team again, obviously they would feel that, but you could still find 14, 15,000 people to get to the AAC.
I mean, Cuban did it for years. Like, well, the Mavericks weren't always good during Cuban's ownership, and they had that ridiculously funny sellout streak.
Oh yeah. Well, that was, yeah, sellout. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, we just wanted to touch base on that. Then the last thing, we'll get out of Dodge. This is a fun thing, and I'm glad we saved it for last because there's some fun. I think it's, like, we've known for quite some time that Dirk Nowitzki was going to be part of Amazon NBA coverage. He's going to be part of, I think, their studio show. Steve Nash, who is currently part of LeBron James's podcast, can't remember what it's called. Jason Gallagher will kill me, but he's joining that team, and the collective Amazon team is quite excellent, in my opinion.
Who is it besides Dirk and Nash? I know Taylor Rooks. I don't remember who else. Dwayne Wade, right?
Let me see here. NBA on. So there's Dwayne Wade, Candace Parker, which I think might be doing game-to-game coverage. Candace Parker joining is interesting. She's been with TNT. Who else? Stan Van Gundy will be a color commentator. What else do we got? I'm getting ads that are popping up, so I'm trying to read this. Taylor Rooks, Blake Griffin, Dirk Nowitzki, Ian Eagle, and Kevin Harlan. Money.
Yeah, like, that's pretty good. That's a good crop.
And to me, people have been sending me the various wonderful Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash photos from over the years. Yeah. And I think one of the things that is kind of undervalued but for me, that I tend to forget, you know, like, ESPN's coverage makes me so sick because it's just gross. And like, Kendrick Perkins gets to be whatever it is he is up there. One of the things that makes the TNT coverage work for so many people is the fact that Kenny, Chuck, and Charles are all friends.
And they're funny.
And they're funny.
Even if they say stupid shit, they're funny.
Dirk and Nash are friends. So friends talking basketball is important. It works. And like, Dirk, like, a lot of, we know that Dirk's funny.
Yep.
We're about to, the nation is about to find, you know, the basketball nation is about to find out, you know, how funny everybody, all some of these people are together. Like, Blake Griffin and Dirk, if they figure out any sort of back and forth, it's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think Dirk has definitely got the personality to be very entertaining. I am super curious to get a more consistent stream of his basketball takes because he really doesn't give them that much.
I think it's on purpose.
Right. And it's just funny because NBA players do not like, there's a reason the players are the players and the general managers are the general managers.
Yep.
They don't always have the best.
Dirk's responsible for the Rajon Rondo trade.
I said that in a Discord server that I'm with some of my friends.
It is what it is.
Right. So I'm very curious to hear what his takes are. I'm sure they'll be fine, but there could be some potential for some hot takes that aren't, driven by the narrative stuff, just in terms of the basketball stuff. It could be fun, but at bare minimum, regardless of whether you think the basketball critique is good or bad, they'll be fun. I think they'll be entertaining to watch because Blake is a funny guy too. Dwayne seems to, I know everyone in Dallas hates Dwayne Wade. I get it. They all seem like guys that don't hate the product or don't hate the current generation of guys. So that also helps too.
Well, before we get out of here, there's a couple more things I wanted to touch on. First, we're starting rolling out. It's Wednesday, so we already have three of them up, but we're slowly but surely doing our player by player reviews at Mavs Moneyball. We're going to insert some other stuff in there. We're not going to start our draft coverage officially until after they have a real pick because we'll probably write on everyone just because it's fun. But once you know where they're actually going to be drafting, and I don't think they're actually legally allowed to trade their pick until draft night. I believe so. Yeah. So we'll see kind of where we go from there. The Mavericks are right up against the, now we get to be accountants. The Mavericks are right up against the first apron. So they have 13 players. Like, there's just a lot of stuff the Mavericks have to work out. Josh and I will be kind of talking and covering that as we get into the days and weeks ahead. I did want to note one interesting thing. So I've been, SB Nation gives me the opportunity to, run these, polls with questions. And I ran one last week about whether Nico Harrison must be fired and whether Nico Harrison should be fired and whether Jason Kidd should be fired. Did you see this on the site?
Yes, I did.
So 96% of respondents said that Nico Harrison should be fired. Not super surprising, but probably the highest one we've ever done.
Right. Yeah.
Did you see the Jason Kidd one? Because this one fascinated me.
I didn't see the Jason Kidd one.
Jason Kidd, 54% of Mavericks fans think Jason Kidd should lose his job.
That tracks to me. That doesn't surprise me.
Really? Why?
Because, I think we see it in the replies. A lot of people genuinely think that he had nothing to do with the trade,
which is hogwash.
Which, and you know what? I want to get mad at it, but people don't we know. I'm not trying to say we know more, but we read more.
Yes, okay. That's true.
A lot of the Jason Kidd stuff is inside baseball. It's not as well reported. I know there was the book about Giannis, which is pretty out there. But we're so far removed from those Milwaukee years that there are probably people that don't realize how messy his Milwaukee and Brooklyn years were because he was very quiet with the Lakers. There was not really, you didn't hear anything about him negatively when he was coaching the Lakers. And then, then he came to the Mavs. So he's put enough distance between himself and his bad tenures that I think he is, and he's a really good playoff coach. I know the regular seasons have been kind of up and down, but I think he's endeared himself to part of the fan base for the way that he's able to get the most out of players during the playoffs. And the locker room has they've had two awful disaster seasons, and not once during those two awful seasons would you be one of the awful things was the team quit or gave up on the coach.
It's true.
So That part doesn't surprise me.
Well, and he's very much starting to distance himself from Nico. That's the part that's been killing me.
Yeah, he's not done.
There's stuff out there where it's he didn't want this. He was very unhappy with it. And it's Tim McMahon kind of nuked that on the Bomani Jones podcast where he was I have him on in background saying this. And now that the trade's done, I'm just going to tell people. And I'm ooh, fuck.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Anything else before we get out of Dodge?
Oh, I can't believe we talked this much.
Yeah, I mean, you and that. I think we did this on purpose. Like, we run our website, but I think we kind of don't talk to each other during the week on purpose, just so we can have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You have very good reason for not watching Andor. I finished the second, I'm through the first six episodes of season two, and I am badgering people to watch this show. It's the most batshit television I've seen. It's like watching a movie at home. It's great. Love it.
I'm gonna try. Maybe I'm going out of town for work. I'm gonna be in a hotel room for some of those nights. I'm gonna be on. I don't know if I want to watch it on a plane though. I'm not gonna.
No. I mean, it's like you.
I gotta watch it on my nice TV.
Yes, you have a beautiful television, and that's really where the Tony Gilroy of it all shines through. I watched it tonight, and I'm just sitting there going, "Oh my god!" Anyway. You got to watch Sinners. You told everybody this. You told the Slack this. You got to watch Sinners on 70 millimeter, the great, great, great big screen.
That's right. 70 millimeter IMAX. One of, I think, 19 theaters in the world that can do it. And one of them is off 635 on Webb Chapel. I guess it's technically Dallas. It might be Farmers Branch. I can't remember. But it's really funny that it's there. And it's been there forever. It's been there since I can remember. We both grew up right here. I think it's been here since we've been kids. Yeah, it was awesome. Again, I'll reiterate that I'm a little disappointed that Oppenheimer kind of blew up my spot. Because seriously, they've been doing, so Dark Knight was the first major mainstream 70 millimeter IMAX movie to be released. Everything before that, you know, is like the documentary kind of stuff.
Right.
That was the first, that was 2008. So I've been going to I've seen every 70 millimeter IMAX mainstream movie in IMAX, 70 millimeter IMAX since then at that theater. There's only, you know, it's basically like the Nolan movies and then maybe like two or three others after that. And I've never had trouble getting tickets until Oppenheimer. Whatever it is, Oppenheimer, the cat was out of the bag after that. And now it's like, I'm lucky I got the tickets I did when I did, because we had someone on our staff, Jordan, who was like, I'm trying to get tickets. Everything is sold out. And it was like that for Oppenheimer after like the first.
He went and saw like a 2:30 in the morning screening. If I Jordan remember correctly, it was either you or him, right?
Oh, I did. I was. No. I didn't. I did 2:30 in the morning for the Interstellar re-release. That was last winter, because remember, I don't know if I remember, because if I told y'all, but the projector broke in the middle of our screening. And we were like, oh no. And every ticket was sold out after that. And it was a re-release. So it's only in theaters for like 2 weeks, because it's, you know, it's a re-release. It's not going to be in theaters for very long. So I was following on Reddit, the projectionist was posting on Reddit, like, we ordered the part, you know, here's the FedEx tracking, it's coming in, I'll tell you when it's up. And so I got lucky, because what they did was they canceled the tickets, because, you know, the projector was broke, and then they put them back up, and I happened to get a seat for 2:30 in the morning, because it's Megan's favorite movie. It was one of the first movies we saw together when we were dating. It was really funny, because she was like, she's into movies, but, you know, she didn't know what we were doing. And we walked into the theater and she's like, what the fuck is this? Like, why are we here? And like, why is this manager talking to us before the movie starting? Why is he telling me this? And I'm like, just wait. And now it's her favorite movie. It's probably her favorite movie experience ever. It's probably, I think it's too late for anyone in the DFW area to go, but.
No, but this is good, because if there's demand for this stuff, that means we'll bring it back. Maybe we'll get more expensive ticket prices, which sucks. But for people who like movies, and you love, Jack, I have somehow hired, like,
I know.
Over the years, I've somehow hired like actual film connoisseurs, like not just people who like movies, but people who like film. And you guys are all, and it's great for this stuff. It's great. And that's honestly partially why I'm being a ridiculous asshat about Andor to you.
I know, because it's right up my road.
It should be on the, like, I would kill to see, there have been 18 episodes so far, probably six of which I would want to see on a huge screen, because it's made with that much care. I'm really something. It's something. All right. So I'll be back Friday at 3, you guys set your watches, set your calendars, join, like, click and do the bell on YouTube we will we'll have fun. Like I was the first caller, I can't remember his name, but he had never joined the show before. And we talked for like 15 minutes, and I was like, this is why I do this. This is why I keep doing this. Because there are people out there who have things to say that are way more interesting than me. And it's just, it's, you know, we have, I discovered like the chief hater of our show this week, favorite, just loved reading his anger. And I'm just like, you know, you're talking to me because you care about the Mavericks. Like, let's just talk about basketball. It's great. Basketball is great. Yep. Even when Nico Harrison guts your soul. Thank you guys so much. Everyone enjoy and take care of the rest of the week. This hopefully everybody stayed safe in these batshit storms today. I'll be back Friday and then next week probably with somebody else because Josh has to go out of town for work, which I don't think has ever happened before.
No. Nope.
So we'll figure that out. Everybody be good. This has been Pod Maverick After Dark. Go Mavs.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.